right, so here it is. Here's a story that you need to hear, you'll understand, you'll enjoy. You need to hear, you will understand, you will enjoy. And I want to share it to you because it's kind of a touching story. So get your tissues ready. And I'm serious about this. Because this is the heartbreaking story of a wealthy woman whose husband cheated on her over and over again. Now, she stayed married and plowed through mostly for, well, career advancement and tons of cash. But the real tragedy, well, it's like raising a transgender child to be married to a man who cheats on you over and over again. That's the takeaway that this woman shares with us. It's bite number six. Have your tissues ready. It's bite number six. Go.
It was a really hard decision. And I think at personal points along the way, you know, sometimes deciding whether to get married or who to marry is a gutsy decision.
Right. Mm-hmm.
You know, if you marry somebody outside your faith or of a different race or different ethnicity, you know, that's a gutsy decision. I've had friends whose parents wouldn't go to the wedding and haven't talked to them in years, right? Sometimes when your child has an issue, I had a friend a few years ago who called up and said, I don't know who to talk to about this, but my little girl wants to be a boy. Mm-hmm. What do I do? And, you know, several of us kind of, we didn't know what to do. We'd never had a friend who'd faced that before. And several of us kind of read everything, talked to people, and gave her advice. And it was really gutsy for her to say, okay, I'm going to respect the feelings of my child.
So trying to raise a transgendered child is like being married to Bill Clinton. Is Bill wearing dresses or something? Is that where the... So raising a transgender child is like being married to a philandering pig. Also, if I heard it right, did Hillary Clinton just say she has friends who had children that married out of their race or religion and they haven't talked to them in years? So she has outwardly racist friends. Did I hear that right? Seems unusual to me. Anyhow, I feel terrible about Hillary. Make no mistake about what Hillary's up to right now. She smells opportunity, and she's dialing in on that opportunity. She thinks she has a chance here sometime soon to get back in the race for president. She's looking for an opening. She's looking for the chance to come in to the race, to find just a crack. Joe Biden, I mean, you just heard me share the polling. Elizabeth Warren is the front runner, three polls in a row. Joe Biden is no longer the front runner. The media has successfully destroyed him, and his own behavior is also destroying him. Joe Biden's behavior when it comes to, you know, getting his son set up in business, getting millions of dollars out of Ukraine, billions of dollars out of China, these things, well, they are questionable. Anyhow, so Hillary Clinton, there you go. Oh, and by the way, what is a Thursday? What is a Thursday without hearing about the Democrats bragging about how they're going to take away your rights, your privileges, your constitutionally protected liberty? I mean, what's Thursday without the Democrats doing that? How about we hear from Mayor Pete? All right, here's Mayor Pete talking about your rights and how meaningless they are to him. It's bite number eight. Go.
And look, we know what we've got to do. I'm guessing that pretty much everybody in the parade of candidates you're about to see is going to call for universal background checks, closing the hate loophole, the Charleston loophole, the boyfriend loophole, disarming domestic abusers, enacting red flag laws, extreme risk protection orders, banning the sale of assault weapons like what I carried in Afghanistan. Look, we know what we have to do. The question is, how do we make sure that this time really is different? Because every time we say this time is different. And all of the plans, of course, I think my plan is the best. So does everybody else. All of them are multiplied by zero if we don't actually get something done. And so this is not just a question about policy. This is a question about power.
That's exactly right. It is a question about power. Government power compared to your own. That's exactly what it is. we're going to take away your guns, or we're going to take away your ability to do this or that. But that's the way it's going to be. Make no question about it. That's the way it is going to be. And they're coming. They're coming for your guns. Okay, so here's the lineup. I want to give you this. The Democratic National Committee announcing yesterday the lineup for the October 15th fourth round presidential primary debate. 12 candidates have qualified. 12 candidates have qualified, and they include the following. Let's see here. We've got some newcomers. It's going to be exciting because we've got some nutballs into the one big nutball in. Joe Biden, Cory Booker, Mayor Pete, Julian Castro, Tulsi Gabbard, and I look forward to that. She's going to, you know, who's she going to smash this time? Kamala Harris, Amy Klobuchar, Beto O'Rourke. God, Beto's going to be there. I'm so excited. Bernie Sanders, health permitting. Elizabeth Warren, Andrew Yang, and newcomer Tom Steyer, everybody. Billionaire whack job Tom Steyer will be there. Get the popcorn ready. It's going to be fun because between Tulsi Gabbard completely disemboweling her opponents and Tom Steyer babbling endlessly about who knows what with his wild-eyed view of the world, well, we're going to have fun come October 15th. Where is this being held? I'm not sure where this is going to happen. We'll figure it out, though. I'll get to the bottom of that. I don't remember that I ever looked, at any rate. Programming note, though, next week I will be at the first Trump rally since this impeachment nonsense ramped up. That's going to be held in Ilhan Omar's district in Minneapolis, Minnesota. That's coming up on October 10th. I'll be there. I'll give you a firsthand ground-level explanation of everything. Some final thoughts after this. You never want to make that call to the insurance company. I know I don't, but when you have to, you have to. I'm Steve Gruber, and that's why I trust Maurer Foster Insurance. Just recently, I had to make that call. My truck got banged up, and it needed some work. I called Maurer Foster for answers. What a relief to deal with a team of professionals that knew exactly what I needed. It took one phone call, my repairs were in motion, and now I'm back on the road. So when anyone asks me, who do I trust for insurance? That's easy. Maurer Foster Insurance in Lansing.
So, you're finally ready to lose weight. Maybe it's so you won't need medication for diabetes, blood pressure, or high cholesterol. Or maybe it's just to look and feel better. Whatever your reason, MyPureHealthSolutions.com can help. MyPureHealthSolutions.com will customize a weight loss program designed specifically to tackle the hormonal imbalances that cause you to be overweight. It's a program that can be done anywhere, on any schedule. Learn more today at MyPureHealthSolutions.com. MyPureHealthSolutions.com. That's MyPureHealthSolutions.com.